Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Janet McMahon, MC, capital M-A-H-O-N. Janet McMahon is a 64-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5-4-21. Apparently she slipped on the floor in the office kitchen. Apparently she went to grab a counter but fell and landed on her left hand. Apparently upon impact she felt her arm popped. Apparently she did go to urgent care the same day. Apparently with this and subsequent evaluation, she understood her final diagnosis to be a broken and crushed bone in her arm. Apparently she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. McMahon alleged she injured her left shoulder as she slipped. Apparently treatment records show she was seen by Dr. Bodin, B-O-D-I-N, on 5-4-21, period. He noted she had already been to the urgent care where she had x-rays and was placed in a shoulder immobilizer, period. History was remarkable for carpal tunnel release, comma, mitral valve prolapse, comma, thyroid dysfunction, comma, and elevated cholesterol. Period. She underwent x-rays that demonstrated a minimally displaced neck fracture, humeral neck fracture with greater tuberosity fracture, where the AC joint was congruent and the glenohumeral joint was aligned. Period. She was going to remain in her immobilizer. Period. She followed up and had x-rays on 7/13/21 that showed a healing fracture of the humeral head. Period. Fracture fragments are in good position. Period. There was no dislocation noted. Period. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. As of 10/21/21. Dr. Bodin noted prior x-rays revealed a healed proximal humerus fracture. Apparently she had met all objective therapy measures. Period. They would consider a subacromial injection if symptoms of bursitis continued. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, active left shoulder abduction and flexion were 240 degrees. Period. Passively, they were less, indicative of volitional effort. Period. Motion of both shoulders and all other individual spheres was full, without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was T7 and on the left to T9, both of which are within normal limits. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Many muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5-5. Normal through there, shoulders normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions on 5-4-21, Janet McMahon fell while at work. Apparently she was seen at urgent care. X-rays are done, identifying a fracture. Apparently, she was placed in a shoulder immobilizer and quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Bowden the same day. Apparently, he also treated her conservatively. Apparently, physical therapy was rendered. Apparently, serial x-rays were performed, confirming healing of her fracture. Apparently, as of 10/21/21, she was released from care, having met all her functional goals. Period. On that visit, she had full range of motion, but reports pain with overhead motion and abduction, and also with lifting moderate objects overhead. Period. This belies her current range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. In point of fact, it was inconsistent with active motion, actually better than passive motion. Period provocative maneuvers about the shoulders were negative. Period. The paragraph there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a proximal humerus fracture. Treated conservatively. Period. And that is the end.